Over the past couple of years, Lyle Lovett has established himself as country music's most satisfying eccentric. Like his only competition in eccentricity, K.D. Lang, he sings in a conventionally attractive way, but rebellion is signaled by outward appearances. In Lovett's case, that means a thick wedge of springy hair that sits on top of his head looking like a fuzzy meatloaf. Unlike K.D. Lang, however, Lovett doesn't play around with irony and coyness and camp. When Lovett sings an old-fashioned sort of new country song, he does it with a bracing straightforwardness.
When I was a very young man, I was a cowboy, the best in the land. But then she settled me down with a touch of her hand. Now I'm begging you, mister, tell me if you can, which way does that old pony run? Which way does that old pony run? And how much is that saddle and a straight shooting gun? Which way does that old pony run?
This new album called Lyle Lovett and His Large Band presents the singer-songwriter working in two distinct styles. The album's second side is full of pure country music, including a couple of the best songs he's written. But for the first side, he's written a set of uncommonly detailed lyrics, and he's set them to the music of pre-50s jazz and blues. The most interesting example of this is the collection of long comic lines that Lovett has written for Here I Am.
Here I am, yes, it's me. Take my hand and you'll see. Here I am, yes, it's true. All I want, girl, is you.
If Ford is to Chevrolet, what Dodge is to Chrysler, what cornflakes are to Post Toasties, what the clear blue sky is to the deep blue sea, what Hank Williams is to Neil Armstrong, can you doubt we were made for each other?
Here I am, yes, it's me. Take my hand and you'll see.
Lovett makes the shift from country to jazzy bluesman seem easy. As a singer, he's always phrased like a jazz vocalist anyway, seeking out the conversation in a lyric and toying with the tempo. And that so-called large band of his is capable of big band music. It contains adventurous players who make this experiment surprisingly convincing. In one sense, there's nothing here you haven't heard from professional oddballs like Tom Waits or Leon Redbone. In another way, however, Lovett is intriguing because he's not a commercial outsider like the people I just named. He's had substantial hits and seems determined not to push himself outside of the mainstream. There's little chance of that anyway with as fine a country song as this one, called I Married Her Because She Looked Like You.
It's not the words, you know I'll always love you. It's not the words I wish I could stay. It's more the way your lips look as you spoke them. How the moonlight fell upon your face. I married her just because she looks like. Said no, she says, honey, I'll be glad to. And for every time you left me, she says, darling, I'll be there. It's not the words, well, you'll get over it, that made my dreams come true. I married her just because she looks like you.
That song, the album's first single, is rapidly becoming a hit. It's such a perfect parody of a Lefty Frizzell-style honky-tonk song, performed with such sweet graveness, that it transcends parody and enters the realm of melancholy pleasure. There are times when the tone of this album isn't as perfect as that, when it tips over into self-consciousness and an unwarranted solemnity. Sometimes the songs simply go on too long. But this is the sort of unevenness you're willing to put up with, because you can appreciate the risks being taken and the sense of both humor and curiosity behind them.